Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, April 16th. And it's Tuesday. You know what Tuesday is? Trends Journal Day. And your new Trends Journal will be out in just a couple hours. And here's the cover. Yep. Iran, I allow Israel to bomb and kill you. Fight back. We'll bomb and kill you, too. Yep. The hypocrisy in the mainstream media about what's going on between Iran and Israel is, well, it's prostitute media. They're little boys and girls, media whores. They get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Oh, my God. Iran bombed Israel. How dare they? And wait a minute. It was okay for Israel to bomb the consulate, the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria. It was okay for Iran to kill a couple of commanders and several people there. And week after week, keep going back, bombs away, killing Iranians, blowing up oil fields, pipelines. That's fine. Like the United States. They can bomb and kill anybody they want. But don't you fight back. Don't you fight back. If you fight back, you're a militant. You're a terrorist. And to show you the hypocrisy, the fucking shit spewing out of the mouths of these demonic little freaks, UN's Guterres condemns Iran attack. Israel calls for the UNSC to take action. Hey, fuckface, Guterres, did you condemn all of Israel's attacks? Why, you anti-Semite, Celente? How dare you condemn anything Israel does? They're the chosen people. They could choose anybody they want to kill, like America. Oh, yeah, we're the exceptionals. Oh, that was the bullshit spewing out of the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winners, Mount Obama. Yeah, I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. No, you have to say it properly. Yeah. This is the crap. Oh, how about this? German Chancellor Scholz condemns Iran's attack on Israel. Hey, fuckface Scholz, where the fuck were you when Israel was slaughtering Iranians? Oh, that's okay, Celente. What's wrong with you? They're the chosen people. I keep forgetting. Yeah, and God gave them this land. It says right there in the Torah, chapter 6, section 8. So, Treasury Department plans to impose new sanctions on Iran after Israeli attack. Oh, yeah, and you know who the Treasury head is? Janet Yellen. Oh, she's Jewish. If you were Persian, if you were Iranian, and Israel attacked Iran, oh, you'd probably be singing a different song. Again, this is so important because it goes back to other trends. You see gold prices? Powell came out today and said that, well, you know, well, we got inflation pretty high. We may not be raising interest rates or lowering interest rates as much as we thought. Gold prices only went down $2. Gold is now selling at $300 more than when we forecast our top trends for 2024, a golden year for gold. Back then, gold was $2,041. Today, it is $2,382. It also broke over $2,400 on Friday, and a little bit up and down. And it may go down sharply, but the long term, we see it going up because the buyers of gold realize the serious geopolitical conditions. And again, remember to subscribe. Click the bell, the icon, the notification bell there, because they're doing everything they can to shut me up and get rid of me. So hit that bell and subscribe. And again, the shitheads are running the show, so let them know how you feel. Here's a shirt you could get. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Hey, you're a public servant, Gatzon. You got it? You work for us. Oh, no. How dare you say that? And again, you go to the shop, and that's where you get the trendsjournal.com shop. It's right there. You can get it. Okay. Then, House approves resolution condemning Palestinian rallying cry as anti-Semitic. Isn't that nice? And you know what the rallying cry is anti-Semitic? The phrase, from river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That's America. That's America. How dare you say that? What's wrong with you? God gave them this land. Are you forgetting? Don't you forget that guy Herzog, the president of Israel, or Isaac Herzog said that? God, you know, fuck you. How about if I don't believe in your God? Can you handle that? Can you handle that? Oh, I'm the deacon of the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. How dare you don't believe in the God I believe in? Oh, I just forgot. I'm a Guinea from the Bronx. I don't count. Again, we've gone over it 1,000 times. Wrote about it in your Trends Journal. Crusades 2000. Your Trends Journal back when it was a quarterly newsletter, 2006. Now it's a weekly magazine. This last week was over 2,000 pages. You read what you want, and you can listen to the whole thing too. Crusades 2000, 2006. Regardless of what England's reasons or intentions were, self-serving or otherwise, Crusades 2000 was set in motion by the 1917 Balfour Declaration, brought to you by the Rothschild, the robber baron gang. Quote, His Majesty's government, some little fucking murderous prick from the UK. Oh, I got to be careful here. Where the sun never sets on the British Empire as we slaughter people all over the world. This little fuckface saying this shit, right? His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine. Hey, all you fucking pricks who just passed this stupid resolution to silence people. Palestine, right? Yeah, it used to be from the river to the sea, fuckfaces. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and we'll use our best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this objective. Yeah. They made up this fucking crap. They stole the land. House approves condemning Palestinian rallying cry as anti-Semitic. And then we had that guy, what's his name over there, Netanyahu. And this is the way it was translated back in January 18th. For 30 years, I'm very consistent, and I am saying something very simple. This conflict is not on the lack of a state of Palestinians, but the existence of a state, the Jewish state. Every area that we evacuate, we receive terrible terror against us. It happened in South Lebanon and Gaza, and also in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, which we did it. And therefore, you stole the fucking land. And therefore, I clarify that in any other arrangement in the future, the state of Israel has to control the entire area from the river to the sea. Oh, it's okay for him to say that. Oh, yeah. This is how disgusting it's gone. Now, two Hezbollah commanders killed in IDF strikes. Attack drones injured three in the north. They're ramping up the war. That's why gold prices are going up. Oil prices are still at $90 a barrel, and it's only going to get worse. And again, now Biden said they're going to give ironclad backing to Israel in its retaliation against Iran. The facts are all there. Now they're spewing out a little bit of different of a change, but he said it. And then Netanyahu said, whoever harms us, we will harm them. Wait a minute, but they're not allowed to pay back some bitch, Netanyahu. How about whoever harms Iran, they could harm who harmed them. No, you're not allowed to say that. So going on to your Trends Journal, the whole economic update, you've got to have to read if you want to see what's going on. We've been right on target with this. You get everything right? No, there are a lot of wild cards. That's the way why I say no one can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, maybe be they man-made or made by nature or humans, because the women made too. So we're giving you the economic update that you need to know about. And you go to trendsjournal.com. It's the grand total of nothing more than $2.56 a week. We're giving you everything we can. We need your support. We're giving you everything. So let's support those who are supporting life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the only trends magazine in the world that amounts to anything. And again, hit that subscribe button and let people know what's going on here. Again, commodity prices jump. Yeah, for two reasons. They're looking at a rebound, but you know what else they're doing? More sanctions. And it's driving up the prices of aluminum and other metals. These sanctions are moronic. We wrote about them in the beginning. They're doing it again. Yeah, they hurt Russia's GDP in 2022 when they put sanctions on it. But last year, Russia's GDP went up 2.25%. So they're still selling their products. These sanctions are only hurting we the people, driving up the price of everything. We got idiots and morons, demonic people in charge. End of story. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Repulsivekin. Yeah, I suck shit. I eat crap food. Democracy around the world, one clown after another telling us what to do. Again, home affordability falls to its lowest in 40 years. What does it mean? Where's the real estate market going? We're giving you the ups and downs. And again, what nobody's talking about, nobody, anywhere, in any depth at all, and if they only mention it, it's just passing by, is the coming banks are going to go bust. It's happening. It's going to happen. It's going to get worse. It's going to be the worst financial crisis in human history when these banks start crashing. Again, this time last year, the world was going crazy because Silicon Valley, First Republic, and what was the other one? I forgot. Signature. They were going down. They were going down. The markets went down and gold went up. Again, gold this year could hit $3,000 an ounce. It's a reality. As this war keeps heating up, it's not going to go away. Again, another top trend, one of our top trends for 2024, our trifecta, EV, go F you. Yep. We said this was bullshit. The facts are right there. We publish them in the magazine. You'll see the past articles. We put the past articles in there. Nobody does that. Well, you can link on to them, read them. We're going back to 2017. I'm going to say, these are batteries. These are an 1800 invention that they're trying to make better. It ain't going to work. So that's just one of them. Again, banks go bust. The ECB, European Central Bank, pressure on them to cut rates. The whole Israel war. Again, genocide. That guy Smotrich, he's calling for Israel to control all of Gaza, throw him out. It's that by the definition. It's nothing more than genocide. Again, what's going on with the Iran war, what we expect. And by the way, Scott Ritter, go to look up his stuff. There's nobody that I know of that knows more about the real insides of the military, the function of it, how it's, you know, this guy really knows his stuff. He was on the other side. He's been all over the world. And I was listening to one of his podcasts. I was on George Galloway. Matter of fact, I'll be on tomorrow with him, Galloway. And he goes on to explain what Iran did. He said, yeah, they sent in these drones and they knocked them out. Then they sent in more missiles and then they sent in more sophisticated things that struck what they wanted to strike. and Iran didn't strike any place that was going to kill people, which they could have. But it cost, and this is coming out of the mouth, he said it would cost Israel, the United States, and others who fly these weapons a lot of money. It didn't cost Iran a lot to shoot this stuff in. And coming from the Israeli data, it cost $1.3 billion to shoot down those missiles. What no one is talking about, and we're going to do a special report on it, Israel's economy is going down the toilet. Yeah. Can you imagine being in your home and all of a sudden, you know, you're hearing that Iran is sending in these drones? Oh, you're going to go out and have a good time right after that, huh? Oh, this has been going on now. October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah. But don't worry. When all else fails, they take you to war. The war's going to keep ramping up. Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. Nobody writes more than him. Again, I keep showing his book that you want to get if you want to know about technocracy, what it means, where is it going, be human, get it on Amazon. Whole section here. Whole section on AI. Again, we were the ones, I made my name part of it. You know, I made it a lot before that, but one of the top trends we had forecast, the dot-com bust back in 1999. In the fall of 1999, we said we forecast that dot-com would crash by the second quarter of 2000. This AI is totally different. Whew. And we're really on top of it, giving you everything we can. It's going to be around for a long time. Great article by Gregory Mannarino. If you want to know more about the stock markets, where they're going, and what he sees coming. Featured guest articles by Dr. Joseph Mercola and also by John and Nisha Whitehead. Tyranny by the Numbers. The government wants your money any way it can get it. America, AMERIKA, will steal from you. Trends in Technocracy. Again, Trends in Cryptos. Duran does a whole great article on that. As Trends I Views. Democracy. Billionaires own the country. Just look at the 2024 presidential election. This is the United States that slaughters people all over the world under the bullshit line. We're fighting them for freedom and democracy. In order to run to any office in America, you got to have money behind you. And the people that buy the politicians off, they call it campaign contributions. And they pay them back. It's no democracy. You got no dough, you don't run for office. It's a crime syndicate in charge. As forecast, COVID-19 lockdowns kill the human spirit as alcohol use surged. Yep. We said it would happen. It happened. Oh, and remember this bullshit coming out of the political mouths? Close down your business. Go back in your house. You can't go to work, but the liquor stores could stay open. You know why they kept the liquor stores open? Because the scumbag politicians and the bureaucrats, they need taxpayer money. And the taxes on alcohol, state and federal, are ridiculous. That's why they kept them open. The danger of this COVID war is incalculable. Life has changed dramatically. Where I am up in Kingston, I was just talking to two people. I don't want to mention who they are and how businesses, what it used to be before COVID and how empty the place is now. It's everywhere. You go to Woodstock, it's 15 minutes from 8:30 at night, it's dead. Roads, nobody on them. Office vacancy rates, office occupancy rates. Mental illness, kids going back, not going back to school. This COVID war destroyed. And again, we go into this, what it did to China and where China's economy is going and what they're going to be doing to bring it back. So that's just some of what you're getting, and you're getting a lot, lot more. And you better prepare for what's going on over here because we are in a very, very serious situation. This thing, this economy, again, nobody's talking about in the major media about the office vacancy rates, the office occupancy rates, the businesses that have gone out of businesses, there are less commuters, and how there's going to be a banking crisis. That's just on one end. And why gold prices keep staying high. Again, we're the only ones in the world. And if you could show me anybody else that said 2024 would be a golden year for gold, let me know. So think about it. If you bought the Trends Journal for $2.50 a week and invested in gold when we said it was going to fly high, think of the money you would have made. So thanks for tuning in. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, 6 p.m. Eastern time. See you then.